Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Enterprise Dish. It is a magical time of the year. It is a, I don't know if it's a December to remember, as all those advertisements would like to tell us. I mean, it's whatever. If you're on the audio version and you can't see the person, well, sitting next to me on that side, it's the boys in Ohio back again. Rick, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great. I think it's not so much the December to remember, but it is a December one will remember. And what I mean by that is if you take your end of year, your holiday, heck, your whole 2020, you'll remember this one. You'll remember your holidays. You'll remember here in the U.S. we had Thanksgiving a couple weeks ago. It was different, I'm sure, for everybody. So you'll remember it, right? So maybe this one is finally the December to remember.
Yeah, there's just no bow sitting on top of a giant, what is it, usually like a Lexus or something in my driveway. But yeah, a different way. I tend to agree with you. But Rick, we are keeping up with, this podcast is, I think, turns 3 in January?
I remember the first time, it might be 4, brother, my math. Well, it should be 3 because I think we got started in 2018.
I think so.
Yeah, because I remember we did a bunch in Chicago.
Yep.
I think it would be 3 for January.
See if I can't find the first one.
I don't even need my calculator for that.
Well, we have 7 pages of podcasting. Maybe 6 pages. Let's see here. Get the official 2018. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. 3 years. Good job. I mean, content. Long game is hard.
It's extremely hard.
You can always come in fresh with a bunch of ideas, but then you can get writer's block in podcast world. You can get writer's block in blog world, which I still owe you a post if you did today, I promise. You can get writer's block in any type of media. It's not just the written form.
That is true. But one of the things, Rick, we have done for now 3 years, which is how we got on this topic, is December is always an interesting month because I would say the world is slowing down. But there's a lot of reflecting this time of the year, and we are not above that by any means. And I'm curious if, looking back at 2020, obviously we all know what has happened this year. But from, your perspective, anything that stands out either on, the Microsoft Azure side, which I know you're deeply involved with, and obviously on the Veeam side, that anything that jumps into your head is like, hey, you know what? This is something that maybe we should remember in December.
Well, I just think of it, at the top level is focus on what's working and what's good. Mm-hmm. And I see that a lot of organizations are more rapidly, taking their Office 365 deployments seriously. Mm-hmm. Take even something as simple as file sharing and collaboration, with what's happened here. The technology was already there with OneDrive, right? So what do we have to successfully close that last mile? And then the other thing is Azure, right? Think about all of the good capabilities that are available for organizations today, because getting in a business of going in and racking and stacking hardware, it doesn't really sound like the right thing to do anymore. Mm. It might be too much hassle. In fact, where we put our lab, we have to schedule an appointment to go in and it's just the hassle. And everybody's got their mask and whatever, and I'm fine with that. But just is it smart? Is it safe? Is it legal? Is it, good idea? And the cloud just makes those answers. It just really gives a lot of organizations the business case, really, to accelerate their cloud journey, their hybrid journeys, et cetera. So I found that I started this, I think, in March or something. I tweeted. I said, imagine if we had this type of circumstance 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Yeah. It would be absolutely devastating to the IT workforce. I remember 25 years ago, my fancy remote access was a product called ReachOut by Stack Software that was a modem pool.
Oh, wow.
PC Anywhere. Remember those types of tools? Yeah. And it's like, yeah, no, it would not be easy. It would be a mess, So it's like, it just wouldn't work, right? So. Yeah. We have everything going for us from a technology standpoint. Sure, things can be better. Everybody's learned how to fix their webcams and stuff, and everyone's found the mute button by now.
Hopefully, yep.
When their kids are doing whatever. But we were really given an incredible opportunity from cloud software as a service and service providers and other models that were able to basically be prepared by design for these types of conditions. And I think that there's definitely going to be some permanence, right? You know, I think the world is watching a lot of medical updates right now, and you know, we'll see some change, right, with the conditions, mm-hmm. right? But I think there's going to be some permanence to a lot of these phenomena, right? So it's like, yes, things are going to change, but it's not going to, like, you know, it's not like going back to, you know, January 27th, 2020, like it never happened. It's going to be a blended model of something, of everything that we have been doing and what's changed and ongoing. So you'll see a lot of things mm-hmm. kind of stick is my kind of view, but you got to focus on what has been good, right? Because otherwise you just, you run out of beer and whiskey talking about what's gone wrong.
So I have two things to point out, and I'm going to try to coin a term here, and I'll see if you agree with it. One of them, I've been pushing Microsoft, and I know they're going to share this, and I don't have as good a connections at Amazon or Google. Otherwise, I'd be pushing them as well. I would love to know, like, their scale-out story, right? Because if you talk to them in January, they didn't see this, more than likely, they didn't see this massive adoption to remote work and cloud services, and these services just swelled, right? And I would love to know, sort of like in the trenches from those guys, what it was like. Like how did they actually accomplish this? Yes, they have all these data centers, but they went from, the SharePoint usage went from 100 million to 200 million monthly users. That is significant. So I'd love to understand, like, the tech swell from the cloud providers. But
yeah, I'd love to hear that too. Yeah. But I think you're only going to get that once somebody, like, leaves the organization, because they're not really permitted to share that. I can tell you a very relevant twist on that. So this is the Ohio version, right? Mm-hmm. The Ohio boys. The U.S. East 2 region of Amazon is actually in central Ohio, where yep. I live. And in the city, there's a circle highway that goes all the way around the city, and it's very visible. There's no signs, but the facility is very visible mm-hmm. on the west side. And then way over on the east side is their, I don't know, mirror site, their DR site or whatever. Yeah. And there's also a Facebook data center, like, right mm-hmm. next to it as well. But anyways, over on the US East 2 location, I don't go on the Circle Highway on that part of the city often. Mm-hmm. But last time I did, I noticed they have two more buildings under construction. Like, when yeah. it was first launched, it was just two buildings. Mm-hmm. Now it's two more, and there's, like, some, like, wireframe or something else coming on, right? So that would be a very interesting story. And I think that when you see it in that type of scale, that's really interesting. Now, this particular region is not as big as US East 1, right? But it's just interesting to see it. I mean, if I started giving myself a tour, we might have to do this podcast from jail. But I don't know too much about it just driving by. But you can just see the scale from, you know, same satellite, I'm sure, as well. But it's kind of interesting. It's right, very visible on the Circle Highway.
And then building somewhat on this, I'm trying to be optimistic. But I think one of the things we are going to, I don't know if this term is going to catch on, but I'm just going to coin it here, hopefully, that 2021 will hopefully be the year of the reverse migration, right? We had everybody moving out. Now, I completely agree with you that not everybody is going to come back in, but there's going to be a sizable portion of the population that will eventually move back into the office. And I'll be curious to see if any IT trends change or methodologies are adapted to once these users bring all that hardware, quite literally laptops, desktops, and all that stuff that's at home, back inside the firewall, if you will.
I think it depends a lot on what the line of business is. Mm-hmm. And our CEO says it best when we had basically our Q2 review at the end of the second quarter, which is when it got hot, heavy, and interesting. And Bill said it best. He says, work from home is working. Mm-hmm. Now, there's actually a lot you could dig into that. That means, yes, you better be working. But it also means it actually was not that impactful to our business. It actually played out okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't know those types of things until you have a forcing function to do it. So I do think there's going to be permanence, right? To back to the
sure,
previous.
Sure, there has to be. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know how much to put on it. I look at my place here. I mean, it's legal for me to come in as I do. I just like the separation of my routine, and it's like one other person on the floor. So we've got the space, but I can't imagine it being more than 50%. I really can't. And then that changes other things. Like, do we get into dedicated space assignments? Do we get into hoteling, right? Hotel office assignments. I remember my first job, well, I don't say the first job, but earlier in my career, I was a engineer for a large supply chain execution firm, engineering firm. And, you know, we had 200 engineers and 125 desks. But the reality was I was out in the field doing work. And I think I counted 2 days that the person sharing this cube with me was actually there. And it was like the Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving one year, right? So, you know, those types of phenomena, that's a more extreme example. But what I look at, you know, what is a blended and kind of augmented model look like? I think I talked to people that initially like the work from home bit, but then it's like, if I'm in the kitchen all day, I'm gaining weight, you know, and I can't stay there. I mean, I cook amazing lunches right at home. And I've been on a diet. I'm wearing a big old hoodie today. You wouldn't see it, but I've lost over 30 pounds.
Wow.
Because I'm working hard to control what I'm eating and, you know, good opal apples. Great this time of year, fall. Low calories, and actually it's a real simple diet as people are going into the new year. You're going to laugh at this, Brad. So my diet is to target 1600 calories a day or less.
Okay.
And to target no beer. I've lost 30 pounds in 2.5 months. That's it. That's the diet.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not this, not to get like on a complete tangent, but I gave up like pop, like I still not like holistically, like I drink one maybe once a week tops. But even that, like that was 3 years ago, like just a dramatic, like my dentist is like, what have you done? I'm like, I just stopped drinking. Like and it's all candidly, and you'll understand this. It's usually only when I'm having like Skyline or La Rosa's. That's like, because
that's like deep in your rooted childhood.
Right, like it was my childhood. Like I can't have Skyline and not have a Dr. Pepper, and I can't have La Rosa's and not have a Coke. Like that's just, I can't do it. And like, that's like just about the only time.
So. That's funny. We went to Skyline. So for the viewers, we're talking local here. This is a kind of Greek inspired chili regional to the southern part of the Midwest, right? So Ohio, Cincinnati, where he lives is where he's based. So. It's a very unique type of, Greek-inspired chili, but I really love it. And I had it just the other night. We went out. We have both of those in the city. So I went. Oh, I love that pizza place too. But yeah, I'm with you, bro. No, this diet's working. I have an opportunity to control my experience a little bit better, right, this year. I mean, when I would travel, you know,
travel's the worst.
Right, but I mean, there'd be days I'd have to eat like two dinners. You know, like meetings and stuff, not because I'm not just hungry. I mean, you know, but it's fancy food. You know, they got lobster Thermidor. I like lobster. Let's do it.
And it's always, it's always like you go out for those things and like, you'll have like a, you know, a dinner or whatever at like 5:30, but then there's like that work thing that's always at like 8:30 or 9 o'clock and you're like, oh man.
Yeah. And all this beer, right. But it's like, I like beer. I just better let off the beer, you know? So I'm looking at the good here.
Sure.
It's an opportunity to control my experience, right? So, and I think that that's a personal life that I've shared point, but I think also when you think about technology and what are we going to do different and kind of blended in 2021, that's consistent, right? We have the opportunity to think about the control when it comes to technology. I look at, you know, into 2021, I've even got a few events that are intentionally going to go hybrid and they're saying they're going to do it. And one's in Pennsylvania, one's here in Ohio, one's in Wisconsin. And I'm going to bring my Azure storage and security best practices topic to those. So I'll probably share a video to that somehow, but I'm going, you know, I'm going to be, as long as it's legal.
Yep.
And if I can think it to be smart and keep myself safe, I'm going. But, you know, we're getting to the point. I just got confirmation that some of the other types of events are planning in the second half to be hybrid, you know. So I think that, you know, I guess I'm trying to be motivational here for
you got to be optimistic.
The listeners is that we're going to see some reversion soon. So you know, not a complete reversion, but everything from a little bit in the workplace, a little bit in, you know, restrictions, a little bit in the IT space. But the good news is, you know, most of the technologies are still innovating ahead of the need, right? So, I mean, that's been our case here at Veeam. We've had more product releases this year than ever, which blows my mind with these conditions. But I think that we're as a technology community, we're in pretty good shape for what we're dealing with, right? So that somewhat underscores the importance of, oh, we got to get back into the office. But again, it depends on what you do. My wife's place is funny because they're like, hey, we're not billing time if you guys aren't in here. Get in here. That type of thing. So
sure.
It's kind of funny.
Yep. It really is just going to depend. I think what I'm cautiously optimistic about is that the idea of being able to work from home on an as-needed basis won't be considered such like a, like, oh, they're really just taking the day off type mentality. Because some organizations, potentially like your wife's, are like that. Like, oh, she's working from home on Thursday. And everybody knows places like that. And so,
well, I worry about that too. I mean, I maybe I'm like a little bit old school. I am old school. But I mean, I insist that my team do our calls on video.
Yeah.
Right. Not that I'm like, oh, what do they got on the back there? No. But it's just like, you know, this is work. If we were having this meeting in person, we would be having a meeting. Right. Yeah. So I want people to have a proper workspace. Right. And I think through this year, people have sorted it out.
Mm-hmm.
But there was that perception, like, I'm working from home today. Does that mean sitting on your couch?
Yeah.
Does that mean, you know, that's not working. Right. But I look very optimistically to, I know I've talked in this podcast before about like renting a trailer, travel trailer, recreational vehicle. So far it's going great with the rentals. And then if I buy one, I can imagine next summer, that's great. Work during the day, campground, you know, that type of thing. And I would pivot that to work-life balance, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't even have to travel for that, right? You know, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to be up in, you know, the boondocks or whatever. I could do that next to my house at this lake, you know? So it's like, it doesn't have to be a grand experience, right? But anytime that people can intentionally make a better choice for their day-to-day experience, it should be something they, to make it positive, they should consider.
Yeah, I'm fully on board with that. So speaking of 2021... what's going on to what you can without being, in serious trouble with administration? What's going on with Veeam in 2021? What do you guys have on the horizons? You know, what should we be? Obviously, we're going to be talking throughout the year, but what's on your company's agenda?
Well, product releases. That's number one. We're going to have a release of version 11 very soon after the start of the year. It's in beta 2 now, which means very close. Mm-hmm. So the version 11 is going to do a lot. It's going to support Azure Cool Archive, which is a big positive, you know, type of storage policy to put in place for that, what I call write once, read never, but never say never type of storage use case. Same for Glacier and Glacier Deep Archive, but that's a archive kind of angle. And then some immutability techniques to help beat ransomware and CDP, a lot of stuff coming. That's the one big thing, but we're going to continue also down a journey of supporting cloud native applications like Kubernetes.
Okay.
We're going to support more cloud capabilities. We can expect the version 2 of the Azure solution very soon after the start of the year. So, you know, cloud, virtual, physical, SaaS is where Veeam's going to continue to hit in regards to the engine of our products. And, you know, for me, soon after, right around the start of the second quarter, I'm going to pivot 100% on the Gartner Magic Quadrant. Me and my team, we work a lot on that. And then we're not quite sure yet what the Veeam experience will be next year, right? So some final format decisions aren't made for, like, take for example, a Veeam on tour event. Take for example, the Veeam Analyst Summit. Take for example, the VMworld party, all the stuff that really is the experience here in my office, right? I know that the IT community desperately misses some of these things, right? Yeah. So I think there's this pent up demand to get back into that. But then there's also the cost and the investment and the legality and all that. So it's going to be a hard thing to figure out. But, you know, we are, like many other IT vendors and companies, trying to find a way to engage, because sometimes it's like jumping on another webinar, another virtual event. You know, there's fatigue. In fact, I with the camping, with the RV recently, I had a rule. I'm not going to look at a screen that day. No digital screen that day, you know, and that included my phone. So it was a hard day in a way. But you know, it just got primal. I'm working on building a fire and cooking a dinner, you know, and
I can respect that.
Yeah. Good fire. That's fun. That's nice.
Got to poke it with. Got to have a fire poking stick. No, I mean, you got to.
Actually, I had this like 8-year old tree in my garage. Okay. Long story. So it was growing a little bit too close to my house, right? When I moved in 8 years ago, and it was a perfectly healthy maple tree, but it was just too close to the house. I mean, like I'm having to go like trim it to open the window. It's too close. And then everything from that to fall risk, I didn't like it. So it was a healthy tree, but it had to go. But I had this perfectly straight, probably 30-foot maple tree. And I'm like, I can't just throw it. Well, first of all, it's basically in the yard, so I can't just leave it in the yard. So I cut it into like four smaller bits that are something I could carry. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll make a craft out of this because it's kind of a story about the house. Like I'm thinking all these grandiose finished shiny wood things. And it's been in there for 8 years and I needed some dry firewood. So I hit it with the chainsaw. That stuff burned great, man. Oh. That fire, man, that was hot because it was so dry and it was whole logs too. So it burned really nice, but never underestimate the free entertainment value of a good fire.
Absolutely. And the warmth and the friendship. Well, if you could invite friends over, which hopefully while you were saying all this, like, man, as soon as this clears up, I'm just going to like get in the car and just drive to Columbus. I don't know what we're going to do, Rick, but we're going to do something.
Like just sweet potato fries. That's what we're going to do.
Just
getting.
Something. Or, like, we're just going to put a camera down. Like, this is Enterprise Dish. You can just watch us just
live.
You know, be within 6 feet of each other and just having a good time, because that's what 2021 is, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Everything crossed that can be crossed is going to be about. But, Rick,
we'll do it. I'm in. The answer is yes.
It'll happen. Trust me, it'll happen, Rick. But before we shut it down, is there anything else you want to say as a parting word for our last podcast of a very, very interesting year that I don't think any of us could have predicted?
My advice really is to take what we've learned through 2020 and apply it onward, right? One of the most remarkable things that have come from this extraordinary set of circumstances is potentially the experience that we've each had doing what we're supposed to do in these conditions. Think of like people who do PC support, right? How have you innovated your desk side service process for remote, or even if it's like in scenarios where it still is in person, right? What is the, what's the lesson learned? What's the benefit? What's the focus on efficiency that you've worked on, right? So just my advice is find the positives, everything from professional to personal life and more, because when it starts back up and when it starts reverting, you know, we're going to have to be able to just, whatever you do, just click, set, go. It's going to come hard when it comes.
That is some good, like, meaty kind of thing you could grill on a fire. Like, it's advice right there. But it is, that's a good point, because to your credit, while this exact scenario won't happen again, things are going to happen. Like, that's the nature of the world. And so take what you've learned and, interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Well, Rick, we very much appreciate you hanging out with us in 2020. We appreciate all the listeners. Most of you guys are on the audio side, but don't forget that we do put our ugly mugs up on YouTube, so you can go check us out there. But I totally get it if you just want to hear our sweet, sweet voices. And we'll catch all of you right back here in 2021.